My name is Jake. I am 17 years old. Today is the 29th of November, 2017. I'm speaking with Jim, who is my dad. We're recording this interview in Dalton, Georgia. How did you meet your wife?
Well, your mom and I went to the same high school together. I was a senior and she was a junior. And unbeknownst to me, she kind of wanted to go out with me. So she told my teacher, in lunch period teacher. And so the teacher called me back to her desk and asked me if I knew, her maiden name was Miller, asked me if I knew Lori Miller. And I said, no. She says, well, she's a junior in high school and she kind of likes you. So after that, I kind of did some research and found out who she was and ran into her in the hallway and asked her out.
What have you learned from your wife?
I think over the years, Lori has shown me that she always sees the best in people. And all I, you know, with the kids when they had friends that I thought were little turkeys sometimes, she always went out of her way to be friendly to them and include them. And so she, like I said, she always saw the best in people, and whether they be adults or children, and that's what I'm trying to learn from her, to kind of have that same feeling towards people.
Thinking of the jobs you've held, is there one that stands out as your favorite?
Yeah, there's one particular job that I had. I've been in the communications business for years, and this was part of it, but went into a product management position, and I really knew nothing about it. And I worked very hard and put in a lot of hours to learn it, and I became pretty good at it and worked with the salespeople and our customers. And it made me want to get up in the morning and go to work. It was one of those kind of jobs that I did well, and when you do something well, I think you have to enjoy it, and I did.
How do you feel affected by this election?
Wow. Probably like a lot of people, I was very surprised by the outcome of our presidential election. I think your sister, Claire, was asking me about how Donald Trump got elected, and I told her, I said, I think there was that silent majority that, you know, didn't speak up prior and had no idea. But how I feel affected is not so much, you know, being another Republican like Donald Trump, but personally the guy is so much different than what we've had in a president that it makes me kind of wonder if we're on the right track sometimes.
What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest, and why?
Well, I think professionally, just you know, working for a living and making sure that I can provide for the family. That's what's most important. Personally, I'm most proudest of my family. I've got three kids, you being the youngest, so we're still raising you. But the first two turned out pretty good, and I have every reason to believe the third one's going to turn out pretty good when he's an adult. And been married to your mother for over 30 years, and I think we both worked hard at our marriage and raising our children, and we both should be proud of that.
Of all of the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
Oh, that's pretty easy. My dad. He lived through the Great Depression, like probably a lot of grandparents and great-grandparents of your peer students. But he lived in a he lived in a orphanage for 7 years during the Depression. And I talked with him a good bit. And I mean, from anywhere, he was like from 5 to 15, something like that, almost 15. And so his formative years as a child were in an orphanage. And his mother died when she was 26, right after his little sister was born. And so his dad had to go and he kind of traveled the Midwest to find work. That's what they had to do, you know, because there was nothing around. And he told me stories of, you know, kind of the hardships. He never made excuses, but it was tough. And I kind of reflect on that and think, you know, how would I have dealt with some of the same types of hardships that he had, living through the Depression and not seeing your dad for, you know, months on end because he's out trying to find work in the region. So it shaped him as an adult. His views, his values, his view of what he thought was important. He was not materialistic in any manner whatsoever. And because, you know, if you had a pair of shoes, it didn't matter what kind of shape they were in. If you had something covering your feet, you were lucky. If you had a roof over your head and food on the table, you were lucky. And I think there's a toughness of that generation that makes them all unique and interesting.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, it's kind of funny because just what we talked about with my dad and his interest in life and how he viewed things. So that how that influenced how he parented and affected our childhood. But I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, on the north side of town called Havelock. It was a railroad town, and it was kind of the old timers still considered it a different city all of its own. And we had kind of we wore it with pride that we grew up in Havelock. It was its own little town, but it was part of Lincoln. Normal childhood. We didn't have a lot, so you made do with what you had. But it was fun. We had a lot of activities, a lot of neighborhood get-togethers, and a lot of. But one thing that I think my childhood compared to what we do now is so much of our activities was based outside. And I mean, we had a TV, but it was, you know, it wasn't like what we have today. So sticking around the living room, watch TV wasn't that big of a deal. So, you know, we'd be out, and I remember we'd be out till dark, and the old man would whistle, and we knew what his whistle sounded like, and that's when we got home. But a lot of playing around, yard games and those kind of things, normal childhood.
What did you do during the summer when you were off for school?
Went swimming. We had a local pool, and you could buy a season pass, and that's one of the perks that we had. Because I grew up with a family. There was 9 of us, and so a family pass actually was a pretty good deal for us because you got 9 kids able to go swimming. So we did that a lot. I had a couple brothers that were pretty close in age to me, and a sister as well. So we went swimming a lot, and like I said earlier, we grew up in Havelock. And we had our own group of guys that hung together, and we played a lot of baseball during the summer. And we had enough kids where we made up our own team, and we actually played against there was a street called Tuslin Avenue, which was on the north side it was Havelock, on the other side it was Bethany. And so we would play neighborhood baseball games as well, and then we had organized baseball for nighttime called Little Chiefs. Played a lot of baseball, did a lot of swimming during the summer.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager, and what did you do with the money you earned?
My first job was a paper boy, and did that for a couple of years. I remember the big purchase I made with that was a bike, and bought my own bicycle. It wasn't nothing to it. It was just a single speed, no gear shifting and foot brakes, but it worked well with the paper bag that I had. I'd wrap that around the steering wheels and be able to hold my papers and throw them out. So that's the first thing. And then I was a dishwasher at a local cafe in Havelock for a couple of years. And then when I got into high school, I worked at a filling gas station. And at the time in Lincoln, people couldn't pump their own gas. The attendant had to do it. So I did that. And with that, I saved enough money. I was able to buy my first car when I was a teenager. So. My two major purchases from working as a kid was almost necessities, the bike and then the car.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I'd like to say no. I'm happy with what I did and how I did it, but I often think about if I did live or go through my teenage years again, one of the things that I would really do is be more involved in the school activities, especially in high school. Me and my buddies, we thought we were a little too cool to participate in a lot of those. And, and your mother, she did participate in those. She was good at two shoes, I called her, but she did all the right things and had a lot of fun. And like I said, I just wish that I was participating a little bit more. I think one of the main thing is your mom and I dated for almost a year when from her junior to senior year, and I didn't take her to prom. And I kind of wish I would have, because I know she wanted to, but we didn't do that. But that's probably about the only thing. Otherwise, I'm pretty satisfied with what we did. You have to fill it out tomorrow, or it's supposed to be filled out already?